All right. Welcome. It's great to be with you. Happy New Year. It's our mastermind call for the 3rd of January, 2024. Just steeped in working on the all the 24 transits and yeah, hope you all saw the January update because there's a lot just happening and shifting around. Like we start the energy of the year with a huge shift. And if you haven't already, that is on the member site. So definitely tune into that because we have had just a great shift with Jupiter and Mercury going direct, getting things moving. But remember, as these planets move from retrograde into direct, they're stationary basically as they're coming up to get ready to turn forward, so to speak, because they don't really go backwards. It's how they're turning, it's their farthest point away from the sun and they're turning in their orbit, but they slow down tremendously in a big planet like Jupiter or Saturn. It's like, whoa, it takes a while to put the brakes on and then it has to get moving again. So you should start to, feel things start to kick into gear here soon. And also just a couple announcements. I will be doing the Divinely Aligned class. I'll be doing it live and then you'll have the recording for the 2024 updates on the member site. Just after that. So that's on the new moon, January 11th. It's at 3 p.m. Pacific time. I'll send out a note to you all. I had announced it a couple of places and on the last healing circle, but I'll make sure to get an email out to you all with the info on that. But just mark your calendars for the new moon. And of course, if you're not there, that's fine. You'll get the recording afterwards. And let's see the other one that I'm going to say. There'll be a healing circle at the end of the month on the 25th. We'll be really doing a clearing and healing around empaths. It's a Cancer full moon. And there was one other thing I needed to inform you about, but I'm not remembering right now. So anyway, all that information is on the member site anyway. So I want to just open the floor up here and get right into your questions and such. But before we do, let's just all take a deep breath together. If you have the ability to be able to put your attention inward and close your eyes, do that. Relax your shoulders, relax your jaw, let your weight drop down into your sit bones. Take a deep breath into your belly. Be willing to pull your attention away from everything else and give your inner world your attention for a few moments. Presence is really our key to consciousness and evolution. We can't expect to progress and open up in our consciousness and awaken more if we're actually not here and available to do that. So that's why taking some deep full breaths, feeling your body. I'll bring in some grounding energy for us, really intentionally grounding in. We're called to walk with a foot in both worlds, inner world and outer world. This time of the year for many of us has been sort of a very inward time and yet pulled outward in some ways as well, but there's a deep calling for inward. And now we're shifting into the energy of taking whatever we've accessed inward and moving out into our lives, out into the world with that energy. Dropping down into your heart, dropping all the way down, just sliding down this beautiful golden waterfall from your head to your heart. You might want to put your hand on your heart, take a deep full breath in and out through your heart. Your center of truth, your center of wisdom, command central, if we allow it to be, where we can really hear our deep soul directives. And as you drop, I'm going to take us even deeper down into the heart, really deep down in there. The more skilled we get at quickly dropping in, the more availability we have for that deep level of wisdom and possibility. And we can sort of dip in and access that in any moment. And tuning into your heart at this moment, as you are standing on the precipice of what's next, whether you know what that is, whether you have an intention or a vision for what that is or not, let's tune into what is it your heart is most desiring for you. What's your heart just so want you to open to? That's the real question here today. What does your heart want you to open up to? Are you being called to open up to a new level of awareness or support or love or flexibility? Anything else that's dropping in for you? Groundedness. Getting up and getting going with things. Having a looser grip on things. And what can that make possible for you if you really embody that soul directive of what you're being called to open up to? What can that open up for you? What is the possibility that's more available for you? And as that drops in, I want you to take a couple of breaths, open up your chat, and type that in. What is it you're being called to open to? And what is it that that's going to make more possible for you? There's a reason I want you to type it in the chat. Please do that. And if you need a little more time with that, that's totally fine. But it's usually that first hit, that inkling, whether it's a word, whether it's a feeling, whether it's an actual like directive. You get these hits, you get these messages all the time. And either they're way, way, way back in the background and you're not hearing them through the day, because life is busy as it is, or you are, or you're not taking the time to get quiet like this. We'll see how quickly it happens and can happen, or you are. But we let so much of it just sort of float by and fly by instead of, okay, that was actually a real directive. And now, what do I want to do with that? And awareness precedes change. And if we can keep that in our awareness, there may not be something to do, but just by writing it down, just by reading it again, maybe slipping it into your journal. That's exactly why we have the Sacred Wealth Code journal and like all the resources we have on the member site. Whether you're planning a project and you've got a project planner, this tuning in, getting directives, when that intuition about what something can make possible for you. And that's the reason I don't say, what can that do for you? Like, what could it make possible? Possible is like this, there's a lot of possibilities, right? And usually you come to something that's very, root. It's kind of like the why, it's like the purpose of it. Okay, so that's why tapping into what's possible. And you hear me say that again and again in any meditation training, whatever. So pop that into the chat, whatever came up for you. And whoever's ready to hop on and share whatever's been going on for you, whatever you want support with. If you want to talk more about, what came up for you today, or you came with something in particular, the floor is completely open. And especially if you have to hop off sooner, then get on earlier.
I guess I will go first.
Hi, Tova.
Hi. I wrote reframing, which is what popped into my head, which has been a lot of what I've been doing recently. I would say that I got hit pretty hard by Mercury retrograde, in multiple areas, including having a car accident and my car being totaled. It wasn't a serious accident, but my car is gone.
Oh, God.
Yeah, great timing. And several other things. I mean, clearly things here are incredibly intense and challenging, also on many levels.
Don't know Tova that, and most of you do, but I don't know if Ed, you do that. Tova's in Israel currently.
So yeah, I mean, I have found myself after like going through a period of being sucked into just negativity, feeling it very hard to see the positive and where things are going, both on a personal level and, and much wider, also with the health stuff going on, et cetera. I've been able, especially the last few days, to suddenly shift the way I'm looking at things, and being a lot more in gratitude for the things that I do have, for the relationships I've developed here. Reframing the whole car thing of, okay, with not a lot more than I'm going to get from the insurance, I can get a newer car, like all kinds of things like that. When at first I was incredibly overwhelmed.
Totally understand.
And so, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. Still, I would say pretty shaky and unsteady, but feeling like I'm starting to find my grounding. And I'm feeling a shift in energy that feels very different than the last 2 years. So I'm feeling very encouraged by that and excited to see where that's going to take me.
That's awesome. Do you have any specific questions or anything you want support with?
Yes, but I don't know how to frame it. So then it's going to be a no. I
So,
mean,
but you do, because I can sense you. You do know how to frame it.
yeah.
So it's okay to give it to me super, super general. I know you. I'll get it.
I mean, I think that I just there's I still feel like I have a tremendous amount of question marks. I separated from work officially this week
Okay.
or last week. Okay, this week. And so that brought a lot of uncertainty of like, where am I going? Where is this going? How do I move forward with the limitations that I physically currently have to go to a place that's good for me? And I'm there, I feel a lot of lack of clarity.
Okay. So a couple things for you, and just to tag on with. And the re another reason, I'll finish sentences, I promise. Another reason I had you put things in the chat. Sometimes it all just goes too fast for my mouth, and I do talk fast as it is. But one of the reasons I had you all put things in the chat is because, again, you're a soul group, so these things are coming up at some level for all of you. So when Tova's talking about reframing, just check in with yourself, and what's resonating for you about. What are you reframing? Because that is an energy right now for sure. It's and what are or what might you need to reframe? So, and then question marks. There's a lot of question marks right now for a lot of us. And you have some obvious big ones. So, Tova, let's remember, the great visionary teacher is your planet, and it's spent, even though it was in a good placement in your second house of money. Since last April, it spent until almost, until December, it was with Rahu, magician, and then it had been retrograde for the last 4 months, which isn't horrible. It's just that it was with Rahu. So now Jupiter's free and clear, as I talked about in my update, to really give its blessing and give its benefits. And for you, that's all through your wealth houses. Excuse me. And then where it goes from there is not a bad place. It moves in, and I will talk about this in the 2024 update. And then it will be moving into Taurus, which is Venus's sign, which is also a great place. It'll be your third house, communication, and you're running your Jupiter cycle, which is also highly important. It's about you personally. So the fact that but you are running Jupiter Saturn, and with Jupiter Saturn, they're in a good relationship in your astrology chart, which is a good thing. Give me just one half a second because I have to grab some water, but it's just right here. So there's this there's a big focus on you, on home, on work, and that's all fine and good. Jupiter also rules work for you. So, you made a choice, obviously, to leave your job because it wasn't working for you. They want you to work for them, but whatever the work is obviously isn't aligned in supporting you. So now it is opening up to, another opportunity. And but your career planet, your business planet, both, and I know you have both, is in a really good position. And for the first 4 months of the 4 months of the year, but even beyond that, it's in a good position. You do have a lot of question marks, for a number of reasons, but then you also had Rahu just move on to your ascendant. Rahu's in Pisces. I've talked about this some, but I will be talking about this more in the 2024 update. For you, it's hugely significant. It's on your first house, so that means you're being pulled out in the world. Life could be a little complicated and dramatic. New opportunities will come in, but you have to be very selective. You know what it was like to be in your Rahu cycle. It can pull you all over the place. You understand that. We all have this somewhere in our chart, but when you have significant planets like you do, your Jupiter is there, your Dasha Lord and your planet, okay? Your ascendant is there, and then your sun is there as well. So, there's a lot of change coming your way. And the thing about Rahu and the nodes of the moon in general, and then K2 is in your house of relationship, is that, and we all have this somewhere. This is in Pisces in our chart, and whatever Pisces represents for you. And of course, if you have personal sessions with me, we talk about that intimately. I will be talking about that in the 2024 Divinely Aligned class. And for those of you who don't have personal sessions with me, I am running a special through January for that personal reading, and it is on the Divinely Aligned reading. It's on the website, or you can email me for the link. So for you, just for this piece of it, you have to go with the flow. You have to set a firm vision and intention. You have to go with the flow at the same time, assess your opportunities as they come up. Rahu brings things up quickly. It just does. And then they go away quickly, typically. You have to assess your and you and does it align with your purpose? Does it align with your vision? It's going to be different than you think it's going to be when it comes to Rahu, but that's why you want to be very clear and and what your purpose, but also where your vision is for where you're going for your career. So for any of you, when it comes to, you're reframing, career is one of the things you're reframing for yourself, how you want to bring in money, which is completely appropriate anytime, but especially with Jupiter in your second house and aspecting all your wealth houses. So for all of you, what are you reframing? And having a new vision around that business career is going to be really important for you to sink into. There's your general vision, and then there's that specific vision, because that's obviously shifted and changed so that you can weigh your opportunities against the elements of what that is. Oh, this is a place that feels really harmonious for me, that my health feels supported, I don't feel overtaxed, I really like the people I'm working, that sort of thing is super, super important, so that when your opportunities come, you want to hit at least 80% of those in an opportunity. So when the opportunities come, you can weigh that against, instead, because Rahu can do this. Yeah. Oh, but it's this much money, but it's going to eat up all your time. It'll eat up your soul. You just have to be able to discern that. But it is going to be a little unnerving, because it's not predictable when it comes to the nodes of the moon. It's just not. It's not. Your sixth house planet, the sun, is there too. Sixth house for everybody, wherever that is for you, happens to be your health, your work. It is business and career at another level. It's a wealth house at another level. So, you have to be very discerning on whether, that work-life balance is the sixth house, and what's going to overtax you, what's not, so those are some things to be. And but also Rahu, just so can bring in some alternative healing modality, or alternative ways of healing. So, that's also a plus. So it always has, both sides. So a lot of question marks for you. Just really sink into the essence of what the vision is. Remember, a vision, and which is a little bit of a misnomer, because we think vision is what we're seeing, but the way we do vision. Oh, I know the other thing I wanted to say to all of you is the I'm not going to do the 20 I'm not going to do the visioning pro I'll do some visioning with the 2024 update. The full visioning process, I'm not going to do live because the one I did for the mask, the one I did that's on the member site last year, I didn't do it specific for a year. I did it intentionally, generally, so it would be there. I personally did it on New Year's Day. It's awesome. And the singing bowls are just, the sound is great. Everything is great about it. So it's there whenever you're ready for it, the 2023 vision. And I'm reminding everyone when you're ready for it, that might be after the new moon. You know, it might be after you're up to date on the transits. You might be ready. I didn't know I was going to do it on New Year's Day. I had no plan to do it. And all of a sudden I was like, I'm doing that. You know, so you just have to listen in on your timing, you know, on how that goes. So that's there for you. Okay. So is that helpful at all for you, Tova?
It's definitely helpful. The thing that keeps popping into my mind is my health and how that plays into all these things, because there are things that need to be solved, both in terms of like physical but also cognitive, that have to be solved for me to be able to get back to work. So I'm just wondering about that, but you know how that's going to play out.
I
Because who
understand
knows?
you're wondering how it's going to play out. So what I want to invite you to do is create the vision of how you want that to play out. That's the best way to use your energetics to have it. And I see you're a little tangled in the, and everybody listen to this because this is happening for all of us at some level, where you're a little bit tangled in the details of it. So maybe from your last job, the cognitive level or the physical level on a logistical level, you can say, well, I couldn't quite do that, or that was really hard for me, or that was really taxing, or whatever that might be. So now we're sort of in the leaves of the tree. We just want to go down to the root. You absolutely can attract an opportunity that can make really good use of the faculties that you do have very available for you cognitively and physically, and that allow you to still go through the healing process and don't tax those other parts of yourself. Does that make sense? It's just letting
I
go of
mean, yeah.
the references that you have been working with. And that's the reframe. One of the
I
ways
will look on that.
I was, the new moon wasn't happening till last year. I did all the 2024 stuff in December. I did not have the bandwidth to do it. I was completely slammed. I did not have the bandwidth, and I need to be in a certain place to have that information drop in and me interpret it in the way that I do. It made most sense when I really looked at the energy. The new moon made a complete sense. And you know, I have family and there's all the holidays or whatever, you know, and a new grandbaby. And I, you know, it wasn't till I had probably about 3 days kind of to myself-ish over that, and it was at the end of this little break here. And I just needed some time just to, you know, I have to had to expand and open up and be. And then so then I came back in this week, which is very full, but I'm like, I'm on it. Like it's, and so I'm, you know, I had to not hold myself to old constraints and really tune in and what is, because what's best going to be best for my energy is I'm going to give you guys what you need at a better level than if I'm trying to grind through something.
Okay, thank you very much.
Welcome. And it's great to see you. All right, who's next? Just unmute and hop on.
I'll go. Hello, happy New Year.
Here.
Good to see everyone. That felt really useful tuning in and connecting with words in a new way, reinvigorating my relationship to my work, and renewing that relationship. And reframing is another great word to apply to what I'm feeling in terms of also, you know, there's like always a low-level fear of pushing too hard and burning out, and yet there's stuff that I want to do, there's stuff that I need to do, and making all that happen. So I really am appreciating taking that away with me today, that phrase that I've written down here in my journal. What I was coming with before is, old story, new words, realizing
You have to do a
that
piece on
I've
that.
created.
You should have you like, or I'm going to steal that and do a book on it. That's great. Okay, old story, new words. That's
Yeah,
great.
great. Do it. Take it.
Okay, go.
Yes. I have created a very beautifully strong habit of tolerating my tolerations.
Oh.
And yeah, I could really use what?
When's the last time you did the toleration process?
Not recent enough. And the last time I didn't get very far on the toleration, probably. So I think what I came to earlier today is it's so easy for me to just walk by things and be like, oh yeah, that. Oh yeah, that. So getting at the, I want to shift. No, walking by that thing and saying, oh yeah, that is not supporting me. So
Can I give you something
how
for that?
about, yeah.
Okay. Everyone should do their tolerations at least twice a year. Look, I know some of you have been with me a long time. There's some really good material on the member site. Get your ass in there and use it. I made it, all of it is timeless, except for the astrology stuff. And that's why it's in a completely different section. And you'll get different things out of it when you do it at different times. And some of you have had that experience. In a perfect world, we did the tolerations, two or three times a year and really do the process. And it doesn't take that long if you actually really do it. It doesn't take that long because there's a part of you that just kicks into gear. And it's part of the whole process is to wake you up to the fact that you're tolerating things. So here is a little practice to get you in gear to want to take care of your tolerations. So everybody, just think in your mind the three things that you're tolerating, whether it's a drippy faucet, whether it's an annoying person, relationship, whether it's, the dirty floor. I mean, I don't care, whatever it might be, the paperwork that hasn't been taken care of, the toxic, whatever. Everyone got three? The list can go on, right? It doesn't take that long, right? Okay. So now I want you to so close your eyes for a moment, unless you're driving, Pam, and imagine yourself okay. And imagine yourself imagine that toleration, whether it's walking by it, like Rebecca said, or that person calling you or whatever it might be. Just imagine it. Now bring the meter exercise into your mind. Imagine you've got a meter from 0 to 100 and just see the needle or the thermometer, however way you imagine it. And when you bring that toleration into your awareness, how much energy does it suck? Where does that meter go? Does it go to 20, 50, 80, 100? Like in that moment of deal of that toleration. Okay, Rebecca's our guinea pig. Rebecca, how much energy did one of those tolerations take for you?
One of them took 80%.
Okay. Who can afford 80% of their energy in any moment given away to something that isn't something that's, productive and opening and moving you forward? That's a suck. That's going down the drain. Okay? Because remember, we have to keep, imagine you have $100 of energetic currency and a day just to function on, and you want to create all these wonderful things. And then you have all the incidentals that come up, and you have to finance your fears and your health of your body and how you take care of yourself and getting to work and all the things you have to do. Most people are bankrupt most of the time. So easy to take care of. So does actually even knowing how much a toleration is costing you, and anyone can answer this, is that helpful? Is that brings into your awareness? And then
Yeah.
some of you might say, yeah, but I don't know how to deal with that. Go do the practice. Because I guarantee you, you have to tune in with it and you will know. And if not, you can ask me and get some help with it. I'm kind of a master at not, I'm a bit of a whirlwind. I don't like tolerations. I mean, I'm the person who has a clean kitchen almost all the time, not because it's not like OCD, but like I need a clean palette to do my life. And then the tolerations, some things that could be tolerations, and I'm sure I talk about this in the training. And there's nothing to do, like I just don't have it in me, or there's nothing to do about it right now. Like I really get that on a timing level. I take it out of the list of being a toleration by using my inspired action list, and it goes on the divine side of that list, so that I take it off of my awareness and off of my plate for the moment until a solution does come. Freeing up our energy allows us to be present, and that allows us to consciously create the life that we want more, like we're more available for that. Anything else, Rebecca?
No, that's great. I love that. Just simple meter, get the number. You ain't got enough for that. So
And then the,
do it.
and the essence of the practice is, making a list of all your tolerations in your major four areas of life. And there's a worksheet for that and everything. And then just making the list, collect the list, and then sitting down and tuning in to what's the antidote for each of the tolerations, and then getting to work on it. But this was specifically around, yeah, well, I already know it's a toleration, but I'm not doing anything about it. What's going to inspire me to do something about it? And I know it's a more of a motivation, because if we're going for a negative, it's more comes more into the line of motivation, but that's sometimes useful.
I recently read someone's blog about that, those differences in those words, and I found it useful. Motivation is about moving. Inspiring is about, that breath in, and it clicked something in me of like, yeah, I can be inspired to clean the office, but what's going to move me to clean the office? So that motivation, that pushing, driving force to put it into action.
Well, and then
So.
I have it a little bit. That's one level of it. So motivation, though, usually comes from the outside in. Motivation. Oh yeah, it's, kind of, it's oh, somebody's motive. Like if we're looking for motivation, we'll typically try to read something or da, 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 and that's has its place. Absolutely. Or ask if somebody else's, opinion, or, weigh something out outside of us. Inspiration, obviously, comes from within, and that's why we mix the two into inspired action. I have the inspiration, so now what is the thing I need to do based on the inspiration driving it? But sometimes the negative, the negative so-called, desperate measures, we do what we can. Sometimes we are, sometimes we're in our density, and that's just what is, And keep in mind, and this is, I'll talk to this a little bit more in the 2024 update, but we are in such a we're in a really huge shift between 2020, through 2023 into 2024. Is a lot of dismantling of a lot of things. We've seen that collectively in our own lives, a lot of dismantling going on. And then we'll move into a cycle between 24 and 28, more of restructuring. We're kind of on the or there's definitely restructuring going on, but there's still some dismantling going on. So, be gracious with yourself, but also, have firm boundaries with yourself. Yeah, well, so, there's still things, and that's why the reframe just fits right in with that, of what's dismantling, what do we need to create a new structure around? And Saturn is in a great place supporting us in structure still, because it's very strong in Aquarius. All right, who's next? Great stuff, you guys. Good. It's super useful for everyone.
I'll go.
Okay.
I shared that. Let's see, what did I share? Connection and presence. That's what's been coming up for me as my theme for the year. And it means a lot of different things for me. And one of the pictures I'm getting is when you plug in an appliance or something, you plug it into the wall and then something happens. Like there's engagement, you're in the present moment, you're in action. There's so many things that it's going to do to serve me and to inspire me to move through what's coming up for me. So last night I spent a couple of hours with one of my goals with, creating, I need,
One of my goals is to be seen on social media. And I've had a little some blocks about that, but I was able to get inspired last night and I've got a structure. Like part of it is creating something from nothing. So I knew once that I would kind of get some somethings that I would get like, oh, okay, this. So last night was really a nice, like, we're doing this, even if it's like crap, at least I'm creating something. You know what I mean? Like I had to take down the expectations of how good it is, whatever I'm going to create. So there you go. That's kind of a little bit about me and what I'm.
I love that, the connection and presence. And yes, the are we plugged in? Are we not? Super, super important. You're so great about using structure, flow, and form. And for those of you who, there's a great training in the soul business tools, soul-based business tools on flow and form, because we do need that masculine structure, and then we want to be able to flow within that. So creating like a social media structure, and then okay, now I'm gonna like templates or whatever it is. And there's so much out there, and and Canva's great about that. And I would encourage you to, you might want to go through the being seen training again, and clear up any blocks around being seen, because social media is an interesting, strange, weird place. And yes, on a on a business level, it can be super useful. And the thing about it in particular, like YouTube is evergreen, and I'm putting more effort into YouTube this year, which is bringing about, like, most people just think I'm an astrologer. They have no idea about all the things I teach. So bringing forth more of those things and to grow my audience that way, because that's where most of my audience actually comes from, because I don't do summits or anything. So social media is a flash in a pan. It's going to come and go really quickly. And so you have to be in a place of being careful of how much time you put into it. So you have to get over yourself pretty quickly. I mean, I have a system like my monthly update that I do for YouTube. My assistant cuts all that into reels. I'll just make some notes on what the titles are, and then he does everything else with it, schedules it, and that took a little while to get set up. And we have some other systems, and some like where I haven't done quotes in a while. I just haven't had it in me. It's just, I kind of just ride with it. You have to do what that's what's easiest for me at this point. I'm not great at, I don't share a lot of my personal life. I'm just kind of a private person, and it's probably useful if I do share a little bit more than I do, and I may do that this year. Because my daughter's inspiring me greatly. She was like, never want to get behind a camera, but my daughter is Allegra Lowe. She's a hairstylist, and she's just awesome. She'll get on, and I can see that cute little 3-year-old and that beautiful 31-year-old, sharing, and she does it so beautifully. And that there is, people do like that authenticity. They do want to know, feel like they know you. So whether it's in a moment for you, just having a tip about, expressing yourself or creativity, or just what you're noticing, even in resistance today, or any of it is totally, completely appropriate. And then for you also, I don't know if any of your students are okay with being filmed. And one,
I already have that in my policies that they should check, the media release stuff.
great, because one of the things that you can do that's super simple is, if you don't already have it, get they make these stands to be able to put a phone or an iPad on really super easily, and you can just have it in your studio when you're teaching, and you can flick it on all the time, and it doesn't have to be on your face. It could be the back of you and showing a keyboard, or it could be just on you, any of that. And you don't have to think, oh, it's this thing. You could say, oh, there's usually good stuff that comes up when I'm on with this or whatever. And you can just turn it on, and then just grab some clips, out of it. For you might also, I don't know if you work in themes at all, whether it's the week, the season, the quarter, you can talk about that theme. And then you can talk about that theme, not just in relationship to music, but how that also relates to your life. And you can keep talking about that. So there's just some simple things, reels, you can just write a little thing, and eventually you might get somebody that can, just pull some of these things and help you. There's some great AI tools these days too, but the thing to be careful about of the AI tools is you can just, it's a rabbit hole and you can get lost in it. It can, just pick a few, maybe you want a quote of the week, but if you work with themes, Karen, and you pick any theme, because you're always doing your personal work too and relate it to, the teaching stuff. So it's kind of a mix.
A mix of things,
A mix of things, even like, I know you do, like, you go out for your hikes and stuff, and break time and why that's important, and just so
All right.
yeah. And stories are a little bit more about you and your life. Posts are a little bit more, a little more concentrated, but they can, yeah. So I would just encourage you.
Thank you.
Find,
Appreciate
yeah, just find like four buckets and just keep filling the buckets,
it. Yep.
Okay.
Got it.
Awesome.
Thank
Yeah. Jamie or Ed, either of you want to hop on? Just unmute yourself if you do.
Okay.
Hi there, how
How
are you?
am I? Well, I don't know if I feel so needy, but I don't think what I need is appropriate.
Well, we have a session tomorrow, so keep that for that as far as that goes. But we can talk about feeling needy if that's helpful for you, and
Mine.
you also had written in there, that what came up for you is being willing to love even though, even if you don't know if you'll get hurt.
Well, I'm pretty sure I will. Yeah, I don't know if I can tie this into this is the mastermind class, right? I mean, I'm so intimidated.
Yeah, so just one question, or we can talk about what you wrote. That's absolutely,
All right. Thank you for that. Because I decided to go ahead and, not that it was a choice, I fell in love. And I'm out of con I don't have control of my emotional body. It's the tail is wagging the dog. And as we discussed, I kind of threw my temporarily my sole purpose totally under the bus. And I can feel how destructive that is, and I just don't know what to do.
Great. Thank you. That's perfect. Okay. And that's helpful for all of us. When we, and Pam, I forgot you're, I didn't mean to not exclude you too. You hop on whenever you're ready. And you're inspiring me to get some bigger sunglasses, Pam. You look like a movie star. I love it. And we have this great vision of you because the steering wheel is like this arch over your head. Okay. I digress. I'm coming back here, Ted. So I'm going to speak to
I'm back.
what do we do when we throw our soul purpose under the bus? Okay, for whatever reason. Okay, so number one, awareness precedes change. Okay, and being aware of it, just like the tolerations, and
Yes,
like
that
that
one.
meter.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that meter exercise. When you're aware of it, then it's important then to take the step into, okay, now I'm ready to do something about it. It's not enough to just be, oh yeah, yep, threw it under the bus. Yep, there it goes, running it over again, backing up over it, going over it again. That's just pain is not optional in this life. We are going to have some pain, but suffering is optional, and that's dwelling on the pain. So we don't want to back up and go forward too many times over the same thing, because that's where the suffering comes in. So once we become aware of where we're off, we want to do whatever we can to get back on. And when it comes to soul purpose, it's like, well, you know what your soul purpose is. If you don't, the next step would be go figure it out. And we've got plenty of trainings for that. But if you know what it is already, it's okay. What then? You need to get back aligned with your soul purpose. You need to sink into it. You need to read it. You need to take some inspired action about it, and put more energy into it than whatever else is pulling you off balance. So, I'll use the analogy of spinning plates, like, you know, one of those circus people who spins plates. When we're going to get something going, whether it's our business or whether it's a relationship or whether it's the holiday time, whatever it is, it takes a little bit extra energy, or sometimes a lot, or something just pulls us and consumes us, right? We're out of balance now. We have more energy going in one direction. Balance is constant unified movement. So that's normal. We have extremes are part of life. It's not about everything's always even Steven all the time. It's just not. But we can't hold an extreme for very long, or everything comes tumbling down. So if that plate spinner is just focusing on one, the other five are going to fall. Give one a push and it's going to go for a while. You got to come around and you tend to the others. You're going to put a new one up. You got to give it a little bit more, but you can't let everything else fall apart. And we see that, you know, people's lives fall apart all the time. We see it with celebs and everybody else, you know, who doesn't attend to all areas of life. So it's completely natural to get in an extreme point. But when you notice you are, and there are plates falling, you've got to have the personal will, which is third chakra, to will your attention and to get things back into balance again. Usually what comes in is the fear that, oh, that this thing that's pulling me off, whether it's a relationship or whatever it is, that's so extreme that if I don't give it all of that, then it is going to, it's going to fall apart.
Yes.
And the truth is, if you give it all of your attention, it will fall apart. It will absolutely fall apart.
But I thought you told me stay with the heart. That's the only way.
But staying with the heart doesn't. So if you're staying with your heart, then you would also be in your soul purpose, knowing what your soul purpose is. And that doesn't mean your heart is only a love relationship. Your heart is your purpose and how you take care of yourself and all of those things. It's the center point. So you're confused a little bit with confusing romantic love with the heart, with exclusively what the heart is.
Yes, I am.
And, but you're really not. And I know you're not, because you know what coming from the heart is. You know that it's that harmony, that beauty, that joy. That's what it is, but it's across the board.
Well, experiencing it with a living, warm human being is a lot more concrete than something abstract like pursuing my passion for music. That seems very abstract.
That's totally
on a relative scale.
But again, if you go, but I'm asking you to go down to the core of it. And the core of it is your, you know, what your actual soul purpose is. And your soul purpose isn't just expressed in one area. Part of that, and one of the big things you're working on, is recalibrating and clearing up your tolerations and how you're taking care of yourself, and you're getting your stage set so that you can move to the next level. And so it's not abandoning yourself. And I guarantee you, whoever, anyone you're in relationship with might seem like they want all of your attention now and love that you dote on them and everything, but they will lose respect if you let the rest of your life fall apart for them. They will lose respect.
No, I know you're right.
And with a woman, by the way, Women will want it all to be about them. They'll tell you that or whatever. And at the same time, they will completely not trust you and lose respect for you if you make it all about them, because you don't have a purpose then. And you having a purpose is what makes you trustable. And your, again, your purpose isn't the thing you do. It's that inner driver that you have. So that has to be attended to. That needs to be attended to first.
What do you mean by my inner driver?
The inner driver of, tell me, so that love, beauty, you know, sharing joy and beauty, that's the inner driver for you, correct?
Yes.
Recognizing it, holding it, finding it. But that's in all, that's whether you're, you know, taking care of your nutritional needs in the morning, or whether you're running an errand, or whether you're paying your bills, or whether you're talking to one of your sons, or whatever it might be. It's not just, that's where the confusion is. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like the whole, not allowing myself to funnel it into one human being, rather than turn the funnel around and go the other way.
Yeah, you barely have gotten, you're just been starting to just get a footing within yourself. That's what we're working on for you, because you've been off for a while. And
yeah,
you can't afford to not
get
into you. And this won't last if you do. I'll just be totally frank with you.
I know. Oh, you mean the relationship?
Yeah. So we'll,
well, I won't even last if I stay on this path.
So what I want you to do between now and tomorrow is, I would love for you, like, you know, like our last session, how you made a nice list. Okay. I would like you to make a list, and I'd like specifically for you to, and this is kind of based off the last list you did in a way, I'd like you to specifically, and it might shift a little bit, to make a list of what you, priority of what you need to focus on, so you stay on your path of reclaiming yourself and evolution, and so you are who you want to be long term, so you can share yourself long term in a relationship.
Can you say that one more time?
Make a list of where you need to invest your energy so you don't slip away.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It will.
Say, and it goes back to, go back to the inspired actions we had for you. You listed them out in your last session. Those are the core things that have to be attended to. Okay. You have it written down.
Somewhere.
You find that. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Get acquainted with that, and we'll dive into things tomorrow. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. Jamie, do you want to hop on?
So I just had a call with Crystal about some of our social media stuff and Wood Dragon, and that I'm teaching, you know, every weekend and stuff like that. And so that was a really good session. But whenever one of the things that we were talking about was you know, that she kept seeing me like stepping into me and stuff. And so whenever we did the drop down, the vision came to me versus, you know, where she was talking and stuff. And so, you know, that first month of being off of work, which I still haven't got the money, right? We can talk about this tomorrow. But that first month of being off, you know, I was still like in army mode and was still doing tons of army stuff. And then I had the holidays with Maxim. So this week is really the first week of, you know, doing things. And so I've like set like a little thing, like I'm only on the army website for like an hour. You know, I only sign in to do emails and stuff. And, you know, I found out that there's a promotion ceremony that I'm going to go to tomorrow, but the army stuff is like very limited. And then, I've been, doing an AI class. And so I used it to make a vision board. I've written a new elevator pitch with the help of AI. The new elevator pitch for my business. And then I built like a second, like 2 more months of social media content that would go to a class, because I should do that one time. So I've done that. So, and then I sent a couple of feeler emails to some contractors just in case that I have to find a job. But I say all of that to say that I kind of feel good about what I'm coming with on my business and my social media stuff. And like I was able to like swap my face on pictures and things like that. And so that I don't have to be like the face. And so like this AI stuff is giving me like good ideas for how to do my social media that it's not like me and me talking and stuff like that. So, kind of feel pretty good about going towards my business stuff. And I did sign up for a Rover profile because I thought that maybe people would like me to walk their dogs since I need to walk anyways. And while I'm at home, you know, maybe until things start going, maybe I could get some extra money and stuff that way. So that hasn't felt bad, you know, like I called you with the alligator death roll. So that actually feels pretty good. And like when I'm in that creative space, like it doesn't feel like, oh no, I have to sit in front of my computer. So, whenever, and I promise I'm almost finishing with this
You
question.
can take whatever time, if anyone needs to hop off, but I'm here. No worries.
So staying in that creative space when, and what I put, like it would give me freedom to do stuff for my family and for me. But I just did my business calendar and my personal calendar because I like written calendars, and I wrote like all the things that the army needs me to do so far. And I'm actually like, I would be ashamed if I got a job because every month they need me for like, you know, February, it's like 7 days. And then in March, it's like 15 days. And then in April and May, it's like another like 20 days. And then there's like August is gone, maybe to Korea. And so I was like, how do I go in and get a job when I'm automatically like, even though legally they have to support that, but I was like, if when my business is working and stuff, that gives me the space. So I'm not being like, oh, I have to be gone this week. Oh, I have to be gone these 2 weeks. You know, it would give me that space so that I can do the things that I have to do. Like, and that could possibly give me the space to be a good commander because then I could be like, instead of freaking out about asking for my job to be off or having the money to take Maxim or have somebody take care of Maxim, I could actually do that with like, you know, with like a clear conscience, be like, I'm just gonna mark August off as like no consultations that month, you know, and just, you know, I'll be in Korea doing the army stuff and then being like totally in the army. So I'm playing with this space and I'm trying to look at it. I listened to conscious creation this morning. Like, so I'm playing with this space and theme. So that's where I am. And that's what I meant.
That's great. It's great that you're and yeah, the energy's just starting to kick in. So and it's great that you're playing with the space because as we've talked about, it's going to be not what you think it is. And if you are to take some other position as well as your business and the commander position that you're in, you have to just really trust it's going to flow in with the things that are important to you and that you're already committed to. We've just got to really, you know, because there's all kinds of I was talking to somebody, oh, I was talking to Tova, I think, in the beginning of this call around this. It may not like you might say, okay, well, it's gonna have to be 40 hours a week, or they're not gonna want me, or you know, all these things, and it won't be so, but there's so many different ways this can organize. So many different ways. So you want to continue to do what you're doing is spinning all the plates, and you're doing a beautiful job of spinning the plate of your business now too, which is great. And you're using the time really wisely to get that moving, you know, more than you know ever really have. So that's super fabulous. But and that you've limited the time you're giving to the army, which is also something that really needed to happen. And that you'll, you know, and whether you're looking at contract positions or whatever, you know, that you're just, you know, you just keep spinning all the plates. You just need to play ball with the universe and stay true to what your conscious creation is, that you have that kind of flexibility to pour your attention and energy where you want it to. And you have the kind of resources, finances to sustain you in a way that, at a level that feels really yummy to you. Which is some of the reframing of what you think it has to be. Because there's a lot of different ways that all that in positions and or however it things can fill in the slots for you.
Well, like I said, I signed up for Rover because I love animals, and if I'm sitting home all day, like right, and I have to walk every day, like why don't I just like walk with somebody's dog? So I, we'll see. I'm sure I'll pass the background check and stuff, but I was like, I'm trying to look at it creatively versus being like, woe is me, the army hasn't paid me my money, and like stuff like that. So
You're doing great. You're doing great. You're doing absolutely great. Yeah. It's and where all the where all the energy's going is in a it's in this is a much better year for Scorpios in general. I mean, last year was this 2023 was better than 2022, that's for sure, but 2024 is going to be, even better. And you're in this big dasha shift. So there's just a lot, coming into Saturn. Rebecca remembers coming from Jupiter into Saturn. We walked through that gateway together. Let's see, I walked Will through that gateway. Her partner Ryan went through that. I'm sure there's others who have walked through that gateway in our community. I've been through it, but there's a restructuring going on, and there's and so you're doing really beautifully with it.
Yeah, and I've got tons of stuff to show you tomorrow of things that I've been working on.
Awesome. Okay. Perfect. Awesome. And wonderful. It's been great to see everyone. And this was a great juicy call. If it'll be on the mastermind tomorrow if there's any tidbit you want to get back into. And the next the new moon is, and we'll get an email out for that, but it's the 11th and it'll be 3 p.m. Pacific time that the live class for the 2024 transits will be. It's a public class I'm selling. Of course, it's included in your program. And then you'll get the recording put on the member site. And there'll also be the handouts and such that give you all the transits there and all of that. And yeah, and I'm excited. This month is a it's a big month. It's a excited. There's lots of good stuff going on. Okay, my dears, great being with you all. And you know how to find me if you need me. Okay, bye, loves.